A big structural overhaul is going down at Wellington City Council. It comes after a review found poor governance, missing leadership and behaviour which undermines public trust and confidence. The Mayor is proposing to completely revamp council processes, but some councillors are concerned over how he's going about it. Our Wellington reporter Harry Locke has more.
The review was authored by Peter Winder, the man who also led the review into the dysfunctional Tauranga City Council, where a commissioner was appointed in December last year. While Winder finds no such intervention is needed in Wellington, he does identify some serious problems with the way Wellington City Council is operating. Mayor Andy Foster, who commissioned the review, is in broad agreement.
The report should be a wake-up call to everybody that the way in which things have been done was causing damage or had the potential to cause damage to the reputation of the organisation, the standing of the organisation, and certainly impeding our ability to do our job as best we can.
The review finds while councillors agree on the problems facing the council, they lack a clear vision. It also says behaviour from councillors and the tone of debate is undermining public trust and confidence, that there are myriad examples of poor governance, and that the mayor is not being an effective advocate and leader of the city. Most significantly, it finds the current structure, where councillors are given specific subject-related portfolios, is fueling these problems. Winder says with a politically divided council like Wellington's, portfolios breed strongly held opinions, which contribute to the existing tensions around the table. But councillor Simon Wolfe says he thinks they've been let off the hook.
We were very lucky, as in that there have been a lot of disjoints and acrimony, miscommunications, leaks, handovers, and certainly breaches of trust and confidence between councillors. Peter's report is fulsome, but it's also generous. It's our last chance.
The review contains 13 recommendations, including the establishment of a collective vision to change the meeting cycles and to get rid of the portfolio structure. The mayor is agreeing to the shake-up and is proposing a new committee structure, which will be formalised this Thursday. Instead of one committee meeting twice weekly, there will be 9 committees, meeting once every 4 weeks. Foster has already appointed a chair and deputy chair to each of those committees.
I very much want to get the right people in the right places, the right skills, the right attitudes, the right attributes. It'd be fair to say that not everybody is ever going to be happy in any of these sort of allocation processes. They never are. That's just the way of it. But I've tried to get it balanced and to get the right people in the right places.
And you're happy? You think you've done that?
I think to the best that I possibly can, yes.
But not everyone agrees. Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons says it's a shame there's not more diversity in those appointments.
The thrust of the Winder Review was really about saying in that chair and deputy chair role, there should be a mix of political values so that staff can work to decisions that are likely to be supported by the majority. Unfortunately, what the Mayor's done is really concentrated different political views in those leadership roles in a way that is unlikely to lead to that cohesion.
But Councillor Diane Calvert, the proposed chair of the Finance and Performance Committee, is encouraged the shake-up will make a difference.
This way, the work is divided up a bit better to make sure that we are really focused in on particular areas when we come together to meet and debate various matters.
Councillor Jill Day, appointed chair of the Social, Cultural and Community Services Committee, isn't so sure. She thinks the mayor has rushed into making big changes.
The recommendations in the report were very clear that it would be helpful to use a facilitator to establish that process so that better collaboration can happen. We've tried to suggest that maybe it would be good to slow it down and call in a facilitator. I emailed the mayor earlier today saying I think it would be good to slow it down. People aren't on board with this. I've had no response.
The review and recommendations will be discussed in a committee meeting this Thursday. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.